Well, they finished eighth last year with only eight wins, but it's been a really good start to the Newcastle Jets, and their coach Mark Jones joins us now. Well done on the start, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks.
Things going well?
Things are going well at the moment, but can't get too far ahead. Things change quickly in football, as you're well aware.
Yeah, exactly, Mark. But always better to make a good start than a bad one, mate. And you've done exactly that because it wasn't easy first up. It was against the defending champs, and then you had the Brisbane Roar.
It was a tough start, so yeah, more than happy with how we've got away, and hopefully things stay the same.
No easy games. It is the Wanderers for you this Sunday. How do you take the Wanderers on?
Yeah, again, the same as the first two games, tough teams, and just try to make sure that we don't concede early and stay in the game and back ourselves to score goals. So we're just trying to keep clean sheets at the moment.
Yeah, Mark, your style up there, obviously Newcastle coming off a disappointing year, well-documented troubles, mate, with ownership, but you've got, can you tell our listeners and viewers about the new ownership structure up there and about what you're trying to achieve?
Yeah, obviously, the Chinese owner is obviously a very successful businessman, so stability of the club, and it's not an owner that's going to go away quickly now. So we've got someone that's here for the long haul, and that helps the stability. And like I said, the boys seem happy. We've had a good start, and hopefully that augurs well for a good season. We've obviously won the title a few years ago, or 2008 now. So I still think anything's possible in this game. Anyone can beat anyone, as you've seen. And if you get on a good run, anything, like I said, we could win the thing.
And Mark, God knows what the budget of the likes of Sydney FC are, and you've seen Timmy Cahill's impact at Melbourne City and their big budgets. Do you have the facilities and the resources that you need to be successful? Like what sort of budgetary restrictions are you under?
The budget, like, it's restricted by the owner itself. How much the owner wants to spend. We want to spend. We want to consolidate this year and show the owner that we are a successful area, a successful team. And like I said, we'd be more than happy to sneak into the six. If we can do that, then I think that gives faith to the owner and what we can do. And I'm sure if we ask questions after that sort of season, we probably could get a little bit more.
Yeah. Mark, when you took over last September, what was your first aim and what is the aim this year? Like, what's needed to change? Has there been much of a personnel change in the squad?
Not a lot. I think we've got a little bit stronger squad this year than last year. And like I said, we'll be competitive. And you've seen in the first two games that anything's possible. So we just need to make sure that we don't concede. And last year we conceded too many goals and obviously didn't score enough. So if we can keep the tally of goals against us to around the 30 mark, then I think that puts us in a good chance of making the six.
Yeah. Mate, the Wanderers, they've been indifferent, They got jumped in the opening round. We all saw that. They sort of fought back with a good performance in the second round. What's your expectation of the Wanderers come round number three against you guys at ANZ Stadium, 7 p.m. on Sunday?
Yeah, well, we've obviously got a lot of threats and they're a dangerous team. And as you've seen in the first few rounds, that anybody can beat anyone. So as I've said, we just go out there, play the same way, try to make sure that we're solid. And like I said, we've got some firepower up front as well. And will be a danger, and obviously with the start we've had, I think it gives them something to worry about anyway.
It sounds like you're happy to play that underdog role, Mark, and sort of just try and jump everybody and surprise them.
I think we are the underdogs, and I think we've come in with the season we've had. I'm happy to be that, and just like I said, go out every game and do the best we can.
Well, mate, you've been the surprise packet so far. Newcastle are a terrific sporting town with passionate fans, so they'd be enjoying that early success. Keep it going, Mark. Thanks for your time.
I appreciate it very much.